Well, maybe this third time will be the charm for those federal officials trying to keep an illegal alien on the terror watch list from roaming our country. This is Monday, April 15th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Welcome to the start of the new week. Thanks for spending part of your Monday with the Texas Minute. If you haven't done it already, today is tax day. Uncle Sam is counting on you to pay for the bloated, unconstitutional spending that makes up the federal budget. Writing that check just makes you feel all warm inside, doesn't it? Let's get to the news. City employees in Fort Worth can become Diversity Matters champions as part of the local government's cultural awareness program. City employees can qualify for the diversity designation by attending events dedicated to LGBT Pride, Hispanic Heritage, and Juneteenth. The cultural awareness programs are organized by the Diversity and Inclusion Employee Committee, which is operated by the city manager's office. Tarrant County GOP Chairman Beau French has called on Fort Worth City Council to disavow all left-wing diversity and inclusion programs. A complaint's been filed against the Dallas Independent School District for allegedly enabling a hostile campus environment for Jewish students. The complaint was filed with the U.S. Department of Education by the international nonprofit organization Stand With Us and an unnamed Jewish student from Dallas ISD's Hillcrest High School. The student claims to have been subject to repeated targeting due to his Jewish ancestry since at least 2021. Allegedly, school officials were present during several of the incidents and did nothing to stop them. Dallas ISD has not responded to inquiries about the complaint. Despite a delay engineered by two Texas congressmen, the U.S. House finally proceeded on Friday with reauthorizing the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is also known as FISA. You might recall that FISA was given extra muscles following the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Since then, Americans have become increasingly concerned that the FISA powers are too broad and unchecked. Many have argued that FISA allows the federal government to unconstitutionally spy on American citizens. Former President Donald Trump has urged Congress to kill the program. He's explained that the Obama administration used FISA to spy on his 2016 campaign. An amendment to the reauthorization measure on Friday would have required federal agents to follow the Fourth Amendment process for obtaining warrants to spy on American citizens. A majority of Texas congressional delegation supported that amendment, but it was killed by U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. To find out how each member of the Texas delegation voted, you can visit texasscorecard.com. The Texas Minute will be right back. They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State, and most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, The Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, coming April 17th. A twice-released Afghan national on the terror watch list is now back in federal custody after he was released on bond by a judge in San Antonio. Mohammed Karawan initially crossed illegally in the United States in 2023, but he was not yet on the terror watch list. He was released at that time into the United States as part of a Biden administration alternatives to detention program for illegal aliens. When it later became clear that Karawan was a member of a terrorist organization in Afghanistan, he was added to the terror watch list. ICE agents arrested him in February, but a Department of Homeland Security prosecutor somehow failed to mention to the judge presiding over the case in San Antonio that Karawan was a suspected terrorist, which led to his release. After a public outcry, federal agents have now recaptured Karawan, who is waiting for another hearing. You can get the details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on the original reporting of Emily Medeiros, Will Biagini, Daniel Greer, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute is produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.